This is Akashwani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will reach Gothenburg today on a two-day visit to Sweden, marking a historic milestone in India-Sweden relations. He will hold bilateral talks with Swedish Prime Minister Ulf Kristersson to review cooperation in trade, green transition, AI, emerging technologies, startups, resilient supply chains, defense, space, climate action, and people-to-people ties. The two leaders will also address the European Roundtable for Industry alongside European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen. This visit is the third leg of Prime Minister Modi's UAE and European tour and his first to Europe since the India-EU Free Trade Agreement took effect in January 2026. Bilateral trade reached a record $7.75 billion in 2025, with Swedish investment in India totaling over $2.8 billion between 2000 and 2025. The partnership was strengthened during Mr. Modi's 2018 visit, which led to the Joint Innovation Partnership for a Sustainable Future. Yesterday, in the second leg of the Prime Minister's tour, India and the Netherlands have agreed to elevate their bilateral relationship to a strategic partnership following talks between Prime Minister Modi and Dutch Prime Minister Rob Jetten in The Hague. The leaders reviewed cooperation across trade, defense, technology, water management, clean energy, healthcare, and education. Several agreements were signed to strengthen collaboration in key areas. Dutch Prime Minister Rob Jetten has highlighted the growing importance of ties with India and supported stronger economic and strategic cooperation. The Archaeological Survey of India, ASI, has granted Hindus unrestricted access to the monument at Bhotshala complex in Dhar district of Madhya Pradesh for worship and other purposes. The ASI's decision came a day after the Madhya Pradesh High Court ruled that Bhotshala in Dhar was a temple of goddess Saraswati. Quoting the ASI's order, an official said that Bhotshala was a center of learning and research on Sanskrit language, grammar and literature, besides being a temple. The official further said that the Hindu community shall have unrestricted access to the complex in connection with the ancient practice of learning and worship of goddess Saraswati. Indraprastha Gas Limited, IGL, has increased the price of compressed natural gas CNG by 1 rupee today. After the price hike, the new rate for 1 kilogram CNG in Delhi is 80.09 rupees and 88.7 rupees in Ghaziabad and Noida. In Gurugram, the new rate for 1 kilogram CNG is 85.12 rupees. Earlier this week, IGL increased the price of CNG by 2 rupees. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani on the 31st of May. It will be the 134th episode of the monthly radio program. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, said that the southwest monsoon has advanced into some parts of Arabian Sea, Bay of Bengal, many parts of Andaman Sea and Andaman Islands, and entire Nicobar Islands. According to the IMD, southwest monsoon is likely to set in over Kerala on the 26th of this month. The weather agency predicted heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Andaman and Nicobar Islands, sub-Himalayan region, West Bengal, Sikkim, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal, Kerala, Mahe and South Interior Karnataka during the next 3 to 4 days. Latvian President Edgars Rinkevičs has nominated opposition MP Andris Kulbergs as the country's next Prime Minister. Kulbergs, a member of parliament from the opposition United List party, has been asked to form a new government. At a press conference yesterday, the Latvian president said that he held intensive consultations in recent days with representatives of the political parties and factions in the Saima following the resignation announcement by outgoing Prime Minister Evika Silinja from New Unity. And in badminton, the Indian pair of Satvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty will face the Indonesian duo Leo Roli Karnando and Daniel Martin in the men's doubles final of Thailand Open in Bangkok today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.